You're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, the number one self-absorbed beer show from coast to coast and every once in a while in between.
Hey, I'm Dylan, brewer at Cape Ann Brewery, and you're listening to the Beer Coasters.
Hi, my name is Peter Zion. I'm the owner of Alesmith Brewing Company here in beautiful San Diego, and Beer Coasters rocks.
My name is Charles Finkel, and I'm the founder and the president of the Pike Brewing Company here in Seattle. I'm glad to be on the Beer Coasters.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Third. Not during the show.
I know, we don't even do the lower third anymore. We gotta batten down these hatches. We gotta tighten up this ship here this season. Oh, hey! Yeah. Speaking of tightening up the ship, wow. Here we go.
We're doing it live!
Hello, welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, episode 300. That's right, folks. This is season 7. This is an entirely self-absorbed beer show devoted to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer. From coast to coast, and every once in a while, in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston. And joining me this week is...
This is Tony from Connecticut.
Where at in Connecticut?
I'm in Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford? That the home of the Whalers?
Used to be.
And this is Toby in San Diego, California.
Oh, and a reminder to all you listeners, whether you're new listeners or old listeners, for all your Beer Coasters needs, go to www.beercoasterspodcast.com. Make sure to follow us. We're all over the place now. We're on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. You could subscribe to us in iTunes and Stitcher and some other weird third-party podcast applications. But we're around. We're all over the place. We actually might even start some behind-the-scenes stuff on Snapchat for all you youngins out there.
Yeah.
Of course, of legal drinking age, of course. But we'll be posting some behind-the-scenes stuff, us going out buying beer and preparing for the show and all our mistakes and that type of thing. So
not to mention, we don't record enough of those too.
On the show. What's that?
Instagram as well.
Yeah, we're on Instagram, too. Toby's got that Instagram going with all the Beer Coaster snapshots and whatnot.
Beer porn.
Oh, yeah.
We should look into periscoping, too.
Yeah. Well, basically, Snapchat is kind of like the limited edition Periscope, right? Like, you post these little things, and then they have usually, a 24-hour... period to be able to view it. I know Periscope's all kind of live.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is what's going on when it's going on.
Actually, the 24-hour thing is the Snapchat. Periscope, I had a funny encounter. It was last week. I was following Greg Nagel from the OC Beer Blog.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was kind of seeing what this whole Periscope thing was about.
I don't know. How do you even find him? I find, some dude in Sweden just sitting there staring into his phone, and I can never find.
Like, what I tried Periscope about a month ago, and I'm like, this is stupid. This is dumb. I went on, and literally, same thing. I went on, there was world events, and I really don't care, who farted.
Where's the beer? Show me the beer.
Who farted, yeah.
In Germany.
Who farted in Pakistan?
I have no clue.
I could tell you who did, but I really didn't care. So I uninstalled it from my phone, and then someone's like, no, you got to check it out. You got to follow, the people that you follow on Twitter. So I was like, oh, okay, Greg's doing the four brewers, and so I kind of you follow those people. So all of a sudden my phone, makes this, whistle sound, and it's Greg Nagel is periscoping live. Check it out. So I'm like, okay. So he was, at his – he was showing some fireworks – because he lives that close to Disney, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see him, I guess, right from his backyard. Right?
Yeah, and so I, chimed in, and I was like, you can – basically what Periscope works is it's a live feed from that person, and they can talk to you, and you send them, text messages, and it pops up on the screen for about 20 seconds, and then it disappears.
Yeah.
And so I chimed in and said, "Hey, Greg, I recognize you from the Beer Coasters podcast." I said, "How you doing, man?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, I wonder how those guys are doing. That's great. That's cool, man. Yeah, we'll have to hook up sometime. Definitely. All right, be in touch." I was like, Periscope was awesome. I just had a conversation with Greg Nagel. Yeah.
That's crazy. Like I said, I haven't had that experience with being able to follow people, but I've been on like some random feeds of some, I have to say, some pretty interesting things here and there. But yeah, Periscope's an interesting animal. I'm curious to see how that whole thing kind of plays out.
Well, let's do them individually. So I'll have my Beer Coaster Toby one, and you'll have your Beer Coaster Mike, and
okay,
yeah, we'll Periscope with Tony Leone, and
well, I think my Periscope is linked to my Twitter already, so I'm Beer Coaster Mike.
Oh, okay,
and I have I just haven't broadcast anything, so I'm usually just kind of peeping in on like a bunch of people in a living room just shooting the shit, and then was Norm MacDonald. Was on, you know, the comedian Norm MacDonald, he's sitting there, he's just on his phone talking about football and was just randomly spouting off facts about football or whatever particular game or whatever. I thought, wow, this is really, really surreal. There's Norm MacDonald in his living room on the phone just talking about football, and I'm just sitting there watching him. So anyway, back to the show.
Yeah, I hope you listeners are in for a long-ass episode.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because we're not even done with the intro.
So this is, like you said, this is episode 300. We finally made it. We decided to go with a little Spartan theme, the 300. And
of course. It's how else would we do it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't really do it any other way, really. I mean, I can't think of any other cool 300 things out there.
This is Beer Coasters!
That's right. So, we got a few beers this week. I'm going to try the Bitter Rival from the Tap Brewery out of Haverhill, Mass. And that is a Best Coast India Pale Ale. Ooh. And underneath it says Liquid Brutality. And I love how it's got all the blood splatter all over it. It's very 300-esque.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to also do a bonus beer, but we'll talk about that after Tony and Toby tell us what they're drinking.
What you got, Tony?
Well,
he's got his phone.
First official.
He's periscoping.
Beer Coasters Periscope. It's happening right now. That's you. You guys.
Sweet. Wow.
Checking this out. So,
hello, Periscope.
I am going to be drinking the Back East Brewing Company's Palette Mallet in
this is
official
so weird. We're East. Online doing a podcast, and then he's online doing
social media.
Broadcast of the podcast.
So my mind is blown.
So meta.
So, yeah, so the Back East Brewing Company Palette Mallet. In appropriate glassware.
Palette mallet. I like it.
Nice.
Toby?
And I'll be trying Aztec Brewing Company's Sacrifice.
Nice. And for my bonus beer this evening, I will be drinking Backlash Brewing Company, or Backlash Beer Company's War.
I don't know what it is with those...
I'll have to check.
Those... breweries back east, man, they're so violent. You had some great beers, and I'm like, I got this Sacrifice. That's the closest I can find.
Hey, Sacrifice, it's a good one.
Mike's got this whole lineup of like destruction and killing people and
war. I got blood splatter. You don't have blood splatter on your label, do you?
No.
Actually, I think I do.
A beer of Dexter.
Well, there is a knife going into a heart on mine, so yes.
Oh.
There is some blood on there.
Oh, there has to be some blood if you get a knife going into a heart.
Yeah.
At least what I've heard, anyway.
Nice. We have the CT Beer Reddit, the subreddit's in the house.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Well, what do you say? You want to get right into this?
Let's do
it. Like, podcast/periscope it in?
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
So, here I am. This is Beer Coaster Mike. We're not doing a fermentation conversation, but this is my tasting flight, and or tasting flight number one. And this is the Taps Bitter Rival. It is an East or Best Coast style India Pale Ale. And this is from the Tap Brewing Company out of Haverhill, Massachusetts. And their website is tapbrewingcompany.com. And this is 7.3% ABV. And I'm going to crack it and give you a little ingredients here.
Oh, no. Did you do these guys before?
The Tap?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done a few from the Tap.
Okay, because I thought they might have been a new brewery, but you actually had the...
They used to be Haverhill. I think they used to be Haverhill Brewing Company, and they switched to the Tap because they had the Tap.
Oh, but it's not. It's not Tap It.
No,
there's,
it's not.
There's
Tap
another
it.
One called it's, Tap It.
It's, nope, it's Tap. The Tap Brewery.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're a new brewery, Mike.
No, I've done beers from them. I promise you.
Okay.
Yep. I did the fluff one. To, one of the rabbits. I can't think of the name of it now. I've done a few.
All right.
And I think I did one for the Space Beers. Show too.
Extraterrestrial.
That might. Yeah. Well, maybe we did one on that one. I can't remember.
Oh yes, you did intergalactic acid.
Yep. That's that.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah.
That's a sweet show. You guys should go check that out. Listeners, go.
Toby, how'd you find out that he drank that?
I went to beercoasterspodcast.com, and I just looked in the search bar, and it showed me. But if you check out the E.T. Extraterrestrial issue from June of 2014, it's a great episode. It's a great show image. We did the space cake from Clown Shoes on that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the new Beer Coasters Podcast, 30% more selfless, shameless self-promotion.
That's right.
All right, so this is a Yeti finger of head here. It's really nice. It's not quite amber. It's like a really rich golden color. It's big old fluffy soapy head.
Big old fluffy soapy head.
Ooh. On the nose, it's some really, like, damp, malty sweetness. But in a good way. It's got a real kind of dampy, malty smell.
Did you say dampy?
Dampy.
You said dampy. Dampy?
I mean, say, how do you say dampy on the 300 episode? That's just crazy. I could get...
It's dampy.
I'd get run through with the broadsword for speaking such a way. It's got a kind of a fruity, hoppy aroma, like orange, like a really, really sweet orange.
Dampy.
You there, Yetis. May you live forever.
Sounds like some sort of a product for, like, babies or something.
Dampy.
Johnson and Johnson.
Dampy.
Johnson and Johnson dampies.
Pampies, now dampies.
Where are you going, honey?
I'm going to the store. I gotta pick up some more dampies.
Or it could be for old people, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Babies and old people.
What's the difference? Alright, I'm gonna take a sip. This smells... It actually has a really nice aroma. I'm kind of digging it. It's that sweet malt and a sweet orange. Yeah. I'm going to take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Probably going to taste dampy. How's that mouth feel? Dampy?
Dampy?
Crazy mouth Dave feels... would say that.
Yeah.
Dampy.
It's got a... It's got that bitterness. It kind of dries up at the end. Right at the beginning of the sip, you get some of that sweetness that you're able to smell. It's got some light, grainy flavor and a very, very light hint of caramel. But the hops are, you know, I mean, you can smell as you're taking a sip because you get the bitterness on the tongue, and then you can start smelling those hoppy aromas with some of the orange and a little bit of floral. Aside from the orange, it's kind of hard to pick out any of the floral, like anything specifically.
They have an Oktoberfest beer called Marzen Scorsese.
I did that one. Did I do that on the show?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think I did. You know where you can find that?
All right. So, Mike, I have a question for you.
Okay.
In all seriousness here.
Uh-oh.
I just finished a show at the Warner Theater in Torrington, and I had a mustache for the last month or so. How do you drink a beer and not end up having the beer all over your mustache? How do you get in there?
Experience.
Oh gosh, you it comes with master. Time.
It comes with time because you can't do it without practice.
And
if
I'm
you don't
not
have,
used to it.
If you don't have the stash long enough, you don't have the beard long enough, you're just not going to be able to do it. Yeah, the slight right, it, the inconspicuous. Yeah. Do that real quick. That gets rid of some of that foam.
You're like a mustache ninja.
Yeah.
It's my dad. He's always had a mustache since forever. I've never known him without a mustache, and he would always, you know, when he was drinking milk or something. And
yeah, it is getting to the point where it starts getting a little bit too long, and you got to figure out whether you're just going to start combing it to the side or start trimming it underneath, and that's the tough part. Right now, it's a little bit at an awkward length.
Every time, okay, this is how
the Marzen Scorsese I had back. sorry, don't mean to interrupt. Yes, I do. Of course, I do. But the Marzen Attacks episode, I had Marzen Scorsese.
Yes,
from the tap.
October of 2013. Wow.
Yep. Way back.
Marzen Attacks.
That episode.
That's Mike's brilliance right there.
Brilliance. I want to call it brilliance, but sure. I'll go for it.
Now, if Martin Scorsese directed that, then it would have been
yeah.
Amazing. Like, that would have been trifecta.
We could do Tim Burpin. I don't know what to pair with this. Besides, I don't know, the blood of a Persian.
Nice.
Man, I don't know. I mean,
it's topical.
I mean, I would actually like to have some curry, some chicken curry. Something on the spicier side. It's one I used to get all the time. It had kind of a tomato base, but it had a lot of spice to it. But the acidity of the tomatoes, and there was some sweetness and then spiciness, and I just can't remember what the heck it was called now. It's a curry dish. I don't know. If it comes to me. Or maybe I'll look it up while someone else is having their tasting flight so I can interrupt it constantly.
Like an Indian dish? Or...
yeah. It's
like a chicken tikka masala or something? Or
no, it's not quite the tikka masala. It's more of man, I got to find it. I'll look. For the next tasting flight, I'll look it up and I'll blurt it out.
don't even warm up. Just say it's come right out.
I won't. Yeah. Yep. That's how it goes. So, all right, let's give you some ratings here. This is the Taps. Sorry, I'm a little slow. The Taps Bitter Rival comes in at 3.54 out of 5. And that's 919 ratings. And the popular locations to drink this beer is, of course, the Tap in Haverhill, Massachusetts, and also Russell House Tavern in Cambridge.
Sweet.
And Beer Advocate users don't rate this because there's nothing on Beer Advocate.
Wow.
They're awaiting 10 reviews. That's about all they have, I think.
Aces and Ales, Las Vegas' premier craft beer destination. With 22 beers on tap and over 80 rare bottles, you can even get growler fills. Go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. That's Aces and Ales, now with 2 locations. Visit acesandales.com for more information. All killer, no filler. Back east, we've got Don Leone drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Hey!
Oh!
Don Leone!
Oh! What's happening,
gentlemen?
Oh! It's my turn for my little tasting flight here. And tonight, I'm going to be drinking the Back East Brewery Palette Mallet. It's a part of their Hammer of the Gods series.
Nice.
Nice.
So,
Hammer
of course,
of
if
God.
You decide to do a Marvel episode, I'll be drinking this again, apparently.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I'll have to save my anti-hero beer for that as well.
That'd be a cool thing. A Marvel theme? I'm down for that.
Yeah, let's do that. Superheroes.
Super Beeros, right? We've already had that show.
Oh, that's right. We did do a Super Beeros.
Have you done villains before?
Where can those people find Super Beeros, Toby?
They can go to beercoasterspodcast.com.
Wow, this is this is insane. We're going to set, Guinness is going to call us up and say, listen, you've done the most promotions.
So this is from Back East Brewery. They are out of Bloomfield, Connecticut. Hashtag drink local. Hashtag CT beer.
Hashtag verbal hashtag.
Verbal hashtag.
Hashtag new brewery.
Hashtag, I have this Back East glass that I enjoy drinking out of a lot, and I don't know if there was actually a Back East beer in there that I reviewed, but you know how you could find that out.
I do. You can go to beercoasterspodcast.com and use the search bar. That thing is amazing. That you can find almost anything that we've ever done in there.
Except for I say Back East a lot.
That's true.
So there's a lot of, there's 26 different mentions of Back East or Back.
I think anything east of California, I think, is Back East to most West Coasters.
Yeah.
Well, as I go through my tasting flight, if you find that you're bored and you want to check out all 26.
Yeah. References.
References. All right. So, let's see. They've been brewing since July of 2012, so they're fairly new. This is a double IPA. ABV clocks in at 8.6.
2012. Not to be confused with Rush's 2112 album back in late 70s.
True.
We don't want people getting confused.
The I have 90 IBUs, and this is a little salt can here. So,
hello, Captain Bitter.
In terms of ingredients, it says that Palette Mallet is their American double IPA, forged with a solid yet dry malt foundation and smacked with 4 types of brash American hops. Palette Mallet whack your taste buds with loads of wholesome hop goodness.
Mm.
Wholesome hop goodness. Sounds like it should be in a breakfast cereal box.
That's what it is.
And it's in a can!
Yeah! They don't like these cans! One of my favorite episodes.
Oh, would you be talking about the canned issue from August of 2009?
Yes, I am, actually. Steve Martin, he guest appeared on that show, right?
Dude, that was back before we even had show images. That was season one. That was like episode 8 or something.
Wow.
I think Chris was on that episode.
Yes.
Cans!
Oh, yeah. All right.
We like cans.
Taking a look at this, it's got the golden color, almost like it's probably some chill haze going on with some fluffy white head, about half a Brufus sausage finger.
Is that like a Yeti pinky?
It's like a Yeti pinky. We'll go with that.
Yeah. Brufus sausage fingers.
You know, there's
nice.
Metrics, you know, there's feet.
That's what,
you know,
he should have just called
European,
himself that.
Brufus sausage finger?
Yeah.
Instead of bag Rufus. Of donuts?
Yeah.
That's what he should have switched it to, instead of whatever his real name is.
Sausage fingers. Rufus sausage fingers.
Yeah, so it's got that like hazy golden color, a little on the dark side. Well, it is the hammer of the gods, so...
The gods have spoken.
Getting some nice fruity, almost like a peach on the nose. A lot of citrus. See, Toby, you go with the left nostril.
No, I'm right dominant.
See, you're right.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting more right tonight, so I'm going the right. I don't know. It's right.
Depends on what season it is and the allergies that are in the air.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It depends on the pollen count, which nostril I
use. Crazy Dave always sounded like a canine on a drug scene. You know, plus it'd be like...
I'm picking up on some TNT. Cocaine.
It's a nice, fruity, tropical nose. There's that, like I said, peach... I want to say like mango, pineapple. It's not that that pungent like grapefruit smell that you usually get with some of the stronger, you know, IPAs. But the head is just about dissipated.
Not bombarded with the citrus violence.
And now this is actually, I think, the first sip that I'll be having since the beginning of August. Without a mustache to get in the way. So I'm very excited about this first thing.
It's going to feel weird. It's going to feel really weird.
It's going to feel like the first time again.
Feels like the first time.
Tastes first like the time. Very first sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
A lot of bitterness. It's kind of coats the tongue.
Coats the tongue.
Makes the tongue dampy.
Yeah, it is a little dampy.
tongue feels dampy.
Damn it, Billy.
What the hell?
It's got some nice bitter tones. It's not... doesn't knock you over the head, although it is the palate mallet. But it doesn't knock you over with... uber bitterness. It has that fruity balance, actually. Kind of helps out the bitterness.
The uber bitterness.
It's a very nice balance.
I say, whoa! I see your beer cap collector there, Toby. It's getting up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, I just saw when it just switched to Toby. It's got it. Mine's like way, like half... below the bottom of the glass and the bottom of the frame.
I'm determined to design mine one of these days.
Yeah.
I will get one.
Yeah, a custom. That's the way to go. Get the custom.
Where would you get those from, guys?
I believe that's only available at one Craft Beer Hound website.
I believe so.
That's right.
Is that correct?
Craftbeerhound.com.
Yeah. .com.
Hunting down the best beer gifts.
Yeah, this is... It's got some nice... Almost, I don't know, some like herbaceousness kind of going on too. Maybe
herbaceous.
I like that.
Man.
I don't know. It's there's something.
Yeah,
that's on the
man.
End.
Totally herbaceous,
hey, man.
It's
illegal. Shh, it's illegal now.
We're all going to Colorado, man.
The cool thing about this beer is that it's, you know, when you get a double IPA. You have a tendency to find something that is too sweet, and it's a little bit like over-the-top malty. This, you know, it mentions it's got a solid yet dry malt foundation. It's not so over-the-top sweetness, double IPA. It's very well balanced, I think, with the amount of bitterness that you're going to get and the amount of fruitiness that you're getting. The tropical fruits play very well, but it also has some like the lingering bitterness that make you want to kind of continue to drink, and it's surprisingly refreshing. You don't really get a refreshing double IPA that often. It's when you get one of those, you get this, you know, like one of my favorite double IPAs is like Lawson's Finest Liquids, like Sip of Sunshine, or
What a pleasant name for beer. Sip of sunshine. Sip of sunshine.
It's those are
right next to the Pine Sol.
Make sure you grab the right bottle. Yeah, this is nice. It comes out every few months. It's, you know, it's one of the harder beers to find in Connecticut, but yeah, I'd say it's very well balanced for a double IPA. If you're an IPA person, this is something that you would definitely enjoy.
Nice.
Dry in the finish. It has a little bit of lingering bitterness, but nothing that's that offensive. It's very well balanced. I like it.
The balanced bitterness.
I like it.
If you were hungry.
If I was hungry.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
I see what you're doing. I see this.
Do you see the direction I'm taking?
I see the wrap it up bee light going off. And the band is picking up the music and they're getting louder, so getting played off the stage here. I think this would pair very well with a nice burger with some onion straws and a little bit of barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
There you go.
Yeah, that tanginess that would play well with, I think, the fruity aspect and the bitterness. The sweet and the bitter would play very well off each other. So, yeah. The Honky Tonk Burger from one of my favorite bars, Torrington, Connecticut, Backstage.
Honky Tonk.
Nice.
Medium rare. Onion straws, barbecue sauce.
I ordered a burger tonight. I got medium. Right, so the waiter, the bartender, he's kind of a little bit of a prick about it. I'm gonna say it. I'm just gonna come right out and say it, because I said kind of hesitated. I hesitated with how I wanted my burger, because I'll say it the same way a lot of different places, and it never comes out the same. So I was hesitant to say medium, but I said medium, and he looked. He's like, "What? You know, you're." I forget how old he said he thought I was or whatever. It's like, you don't know how you want your burger? It's like, yeah, I know how I want my burger. I just don't know how to tell you how I want my burger, because I know it's going to come out different than what I... And sure enough, I say medium and it comes out practically well done.
Jeez.
And I hate it when that happens. The burger was really good. It was just a little overcooked. But
you know, Toby, we were talking about this, I think, one of the last episodes. I think this would be a good beer to throw into the mix if we ever do a East Coast, West Coast, because the reviews that I'm reading, they're saying this is a well-balanced East Coast style.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know what makes it an East Coast style, but, you know, it would be cool to...
And we've done the West Coast challenge, but we haven't done East... Have we done East versus West?
No, we have not. No, we have not. No. Okay. There was a time where I did an East Coast, West Coast challenge at Beerbecue.
Oh, okay.
With the Sam Adams Rebel versus the Racer 5, which I thought were, because the Rebel says it's a West Coast IPA.
Yeah, there's, and so there's I was no... like,
let's see which one.
See, yeah. I disagree with those people that you just you squared off. It's like, you know, oh yeah, I did an East Coast West Coast beer, so I'm gonna do like, you know, a Dogfish, like, you know, 60 minute versus, you know, some, I don't want to say Sam Adams is like swill or anything by any means, but you know, you gotta pick up something that's a little bit more.
Yeah, you gotta pair apples to apples, so to speak.
I think it was because I happened to have both of those the same time, and I was like, hey, Sam Adams says that this is a West Coast IPA, so I'm going to take a real West Coast IPA,
yeah,
and I'm going to butt them up against
each other. But the thing with Racer 5 is it's not only a real coast, a real West Coast IPA, but it's in the top tier of the West Coast IPAs, yeah. You know, it's not...
I knew
you just
who
took
was
Sam
win.
Adams Rebel yeah. IPA. I mean, that's... Not to say that it's a bad beer, because a Rebel IPA actually is okay, like, but, you know, compared to the top-tier West Coast IPAs, it's right. Kind of tough to compete with.
I think it's the West Coast bias going on. Is what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it was set up to fail, so, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it was totally rigged.
It was
totally rigged.
All right, let me button this up so we move on to the next period.
The East Coast didn't have a chance on that one.
All right, some ratings here.
Ratings!
On Untapped, Palette Mallet. Becky's Brewing Company clocks in at a 3.83
Whoa.
Out of 3,685 ratings.
Ratings.
And Beer Advocate, users rate this an 87, which is very good.
Nice.
And there you have it. Back to you in the studio, Toby.
All right. Thanks,
Beer
Tony.
Beer Coasters Studio.
I'll be back in a sec with
Beer Coasters HQ.
Yeah, Toby. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we? What's up, everybody? This is Toby out in San Diego, California. And for my...
San Diego.
Which means... For...
Wales, which... I can't even say it without...
Okay. For my episode 300 show, I am doing the Aztec Brewing's Sacrifice. Aztec Brewing, they're out of Vista.
Aztec Brewing.
They're out of Vista, California. Right up there with, you know, all the big guys like Stone and... near Stone, you know. It's not, yeah, up there. Belching Beaver, Iron Fist, all those guys.
Man, that Belching Beaver, peanut butter.
Yeah.
The peanut butter stout, peanut butter porter.
Ooh.
Chocolate peanut butter, something or other. Yeah. That's a good one.
Sorry. Actually,
can I go off topic?
Aztec Brewing's, their history goes way back. They actually started in Mexico during Prohibition, and then they moved to San Diego. And then in 1953, it was purchased by a competitor from the Midwest, and then the brand was retired and disappeared from San Diego. But then in 2008, John Webster discovered the brand and began bringing it back to life with his partner, Claudia Falk, and son, Tristan Falk Webster. 2010, they joined forces with Rob Esposito, and then they opened a year later at their small tap room in Vista. So, since 2011, Aztec Brewing is what we know of it as today. And this is their Sacrifice, which is a red IPA / California style amber. Comes in at 7.6% ABV with 82 IBUs. And
because California style anything is basically going to be in. An IPA, a red IPA, a brown IPA,
right.
a farmhouse IPA.
Right.
A smoked IPA.
The hops
peanut butter IPA. Haven't seen one of those yet.
Oh, they're working on it.
Yeah, sure.
But they did. Aztec did the Noche de los Muertos, which we did on.
Dave would be proud the way you pronounce that.
Yes. Yeah. When did we do that?
Si.
We did the Noche de los Muertos.
Muertos.
On the Dia. Muertos. Dia de los Muertos show from November of 2014. And I remember all of us really liked it. So, Mike, you got to try that, right? Didn't we send you a bottle?
I believe that you did.
Yeah, it was like the spiced stout or something.
Yeah.
Porter.
But nothing like the Chocovesa.
Yeah, it's like the Chocovesa. Yeah,
that is good.
That was.
They actually have a.
It was just liquid deliciousness.
There's a new Chocovesa that's out right now in aged in some sort of, I think it's like tequila barrels or something.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow. Mm. I think I just had an accident.
I think my accent, I said it a little
bit. In a good
accident.
Way.
The hops used in the Sacrifice are Columbus, Cascade, and Centennial, the three C's. Cracked it.
Did you just like. Worn it. Just use a spittoon? What the hell was that?
My head just tossed it in my trash can.
Oh, okay.
So you should have just tossed it over your shoulder and it would land in the shadow box.
Just right in the shadow box. Meanwhile, I don't know if our listeners know, but it's like a quarter size hole at the top of the frame.
Yeah, just big enough to fit a bottle.
Just big enough. It's like, hey, here you go.
You gotta practice, just like those videos you see of those people like throwing a football from the top of the stadium and then going into a basketball.
Dude perfect. Yeah.
Dude perfect. Nice. Hey, you only need like 300 takes a piece and you got it.
Just keep taping it, and then all you have to do is keep the one that you got it in.
That's right.
And they're like, dude, how do you do that? And like, meanwhile, you did it, you know, took you 500 tries.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we knocked it out in 20 minutes.
This pours out kind of a reddish tan color, a reddish brown, I should say. I started off with about a finger of head, and now it's down to, you know, a thick film, I guess. Got some nice lacing going on. Not too bad. On the nose.
Nose.
Going right. Whoa. It's going right.
Nose. Whew.
Going with the right.
Dirty. Man, this smells dirty.
Dirty dampy.
Dirty and dampy. For sure. Yeah, I get. Ooh, I'm picking up on some chocolate. Yeah.
Sounds like that could be the Beer Coaster's mascot.
You know, it's what's funny is that, you know, ooh, you think you've found all the different, you know, adjectives to describe a beer, and yet it's the 300th episode, and I think this is the first time I've ever heard anyone use the word dampy.
Dampy. Yep.
Tony, if you've actually listened to all 300 shows, kudos to you, my friend.
I have not.
Yeah.
I have not.
Because even the hardcorest of hardcore fans.
You could have lied to us.
You've gotten me through many a boring day at work, but 300 episodes I have not listened to.
Yeah. I wonder which ones you've missed.
I've actually gone back recently and started with season one.
Is this where we do more shameless, more promotions of what shows to listen to?
All right. So on the nose, I'm picking up on chocolate. I like get this dirty chocolate.
Ooh, dirty chocolate.
Damn it, dirty chocolate.
Oh yeah. Back in that.
Getting some kind of floral notes coming through. But yeah, it just smells like real like dirty malt with some chocolate and some floral notes.
Dirty chocolate, floral notes.
Ooh, yeah, there's some other, some kind of spice maybe? Almost not a cinnamon, but... Oh man, this is interesting. This is not what I was expecting.
Spicy, starring dirty chocolate.
Yeah, it smells almost like a mocha. Like there's this kind of, that's what it is, it's vanilla. There's vanilla and chocolate. And that dirty malt, and floral.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Dirty chocolate, yeah.
And mocha.
Lots of big hoppy bitterness. There's some pine. There's some like resinous hoppiness. And then there's the it's very well balanced. There's a nice thickness, yet it finishes a little bit dry and bitter, but then you still get the leftover kind of creamy, kind of chocolatey vanilla. It's interesting for a red, like a really hoppy red. It's very interesting. I wish I knew what kind of malts they use, because all they say is they use specialty malts. But yeah,
so special they couldn't even list them.
There's a nice even balance of sweetness and bitterness. There's even a little bit of like toffee. It's not so much like a caramelized type of sweetness. It's more of just, yeah, it's like that kind of like vanilla, like buttery, kind of chocolatey, smooth sweetness. Interesting. And then, yeah, still got like lots of big hops in there too.
Lots of big hops. Yeah.
I like this. For a food pairing, I would go spicy. I was thinking dessert at first, but I think that this is already sweet enough. But yeah, either like a cheese plate with some like pungent cheeses, or go spicy. I think either way. I wouldn't go something that's like too rich on the cheesy side, but more of like a pungent, you know, kind of sharper cheeses might work. Mm. But I like the idea of something spicy, like Asian spicy, you know? Yeah.
All right.
Asian spicy with like cinnamon and vanilla, really?
Yeah, I like, because you know, the kind of spicy that's, it's more of like a heat and lighter mouthfeel, not something that's like, you know, thick and spicy. Like, I don't know, because, you know, Mexican food can kind of be more full mouthfeel spiciness, heat. Okay. Kind of.
Like a rich chicken mole.
Yeah, but I want to go the other way to where you're just getting kind of the heat and a lighter.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I don't know, mouthfeel with the food. I don't know. I'm so horrible at these food pranks. I should just stick with sandwiches.
No, I shouldn't have stopped you. You're doing great. Keep it up, buddy. No, really.
Yeah, beer with a sandwich. Do they make spicy peanut butter and jellies?
Well, or even like a spicy grilled cheese sandwich with some fancy cheeses. Yeah. You know, like chop up some jalapenos and throw it in there.
Some pepper jack, maybe?
Black pepper.
Yeah, maybe ham. Pepper jack.
Black forest ham and cheese.
All right.
What do we got? Yeah. Ratings? That's some ratings.
Yeah, I got some ratings for you.
I got some ratings for you.
Sacrifice Red IPA on Untappd from Aztec Brewery comes in at a 3.43 out of 1,610 ratings. Top three popular locations. Oh, there's only one. One place to enjoy this that's popular is the Aztec Brewing Company. 7 Nations. Aztec Brewing / 7 Nations Brewing Company in Vista, California. Like I've never heard of Seven Army. Nations. That's crazy. But anyway, that's the most popular place to enjoy this sacrifice.
Sacrifice to the Seven Nations.
I didn't tell you their website. Their website is aztecbrewery.com. So there you have it. Sacrifice. Red IPA. Aztec Brewery. Vista, California. And I'm out.
Yeah. After these messages, we'll be right back.
I think Mike has a Beer Advocate rating or no?
Beer Advocate users rate this nothing.
What?
Because there's no reviews.
That's so crazy because I've seen this beer there's for eight a reviews, while now.
But not there's not enough for a rating, so. There you go. There you have it. From Beer Advocate. Why do we even use Beer Advocate anymore?
You're the only one. The users.
I know. That's true. Yeah.
Crazy Dave had a big problem with them a while back, and so he dropped them, and then I kind of joined him up. I was like, all right, fine, I'll drop them too. And then you were the one hanging on to them.
Well, in our defense, I mean, the brothers did kill us in an episode, right?
That's right. They did.
They killed you?
The brothers Ahlstrom. Yes, they killed us.
What do you mean they killed you?
What episode was that, Toby?
That was our...
Well, the Scooby-Doo ending?
Alternate ending show. That was the end of like season 5 or something like that.
Yeah.
Or season 4. Yeah, you got to listen to alternate ending. We drink alt beers.
Yep.
Again, Beer Coaster Mike's genius.
Yeah.
Andy does voices.
All right, hey, I get to drink another beer, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Sweet.
Bonus, Mike. You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+. We got our own channel on the YouTubes, and even Pinterest. Hot damn, y'all! Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one. All right, dude.
All right, man. Ready?
What's up, Mike? Bonus Mike!
Bonus beer!
That's right, folks. I'm doing a bonus beer. And after all the sacrifices and the rivals and mallets, now we have war. That's right, folks. This is Backlash Brewing Company's War. This is a rye farmhouse ale from Backlash Brewing Company, and they are out of Holyoke, Massachusetts.
Holyoke.
I don't know. I should probably have homework here. I should, but I don't. 6.5% ABV, and they dry hopped this with hibiscus leaves, which I thought was kind of interesting. That's something a little different. I'm going to crack it. And this is part of that Apocalypse series, which I think I've done a beer from their series before, right? Because we have some kind of apocalyptic... No? Okay.
This is a new brewery,
I've done Backlash. Come on. Oh, come on.
Hey, I'm using the trusty search bar at beercoasterspodcast.com.
Well, maybe we're not up to date yet. Because I know I've done some Backlash beers.
Do you remember the beer?
No, I don't.
You do your thing. I'll look it up.
Okay. I know I've done some beers.
See, now this looks new to me with this brass knuckles in there. No, yeah, I've never seen this before.
We had some Crazy Dave and I were at the beer conference in Boston. I know we had quite a few. I could have sworn I took some home with me. Huh. I can't believe this is the first time I'm doing Backlash on the show. I refuse to believe that.
Was it Catalyst?
There's gotta be a typo or something. Anyway, sweet. I'm gonna pour this. Logo.
Yeah, that's cool.
The brass knuckles in?
Yeah, and they have like all their labels and stuff, they seem to be like some kind of something against the man, you know? So there's like
nice.
Yeah, it's
convergence.
They're very rebellious.
Famine. Death. Kinda. Wild King.
Anarchy.
Yeah. I know I've done one of these beers. I know I have.
I think this is a new brewery, Mike. You might as well just go with it, dude. Trust me.
That's gonna kill me to say new brewery and it's not though.
Why?
Might be new brewery.
We like our fans love hearing that little tune.
Oh, is that what it is? So we can just say that every episode.
New brewery. And we're waiting for people to call us out on it.
Yeah. Nobody calls us out on stuff.
So if you think that we've tried a beer from Backlash before, go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Use the trusty search engine there, search bar.
I don't know how trusty it is now. Now I'm second guessing our search engine.
Well, if somebody else can dig in and find it and let us know.
Let's ask the fans. Go to Mike's Twitter account, and if you think that it's a new brewery, favorite it. And if you don't think it is, you can retweet it. And we'll discuss the winner at the end of the episode.
There you go.
At Beer Coaster Mike on Twitter.
Yeah. I suppose I should untap this then, right? So on the pour, very light golden color. The head dissipated really quickly. Just kind of a film. It's very effervescent, if you will. It's bubbling like crazy here.
It's very clear.
I got my magic hat glass, and it's etched on the bottom with the magic hat, and you can see all the carbonation kind of rising from the logo there. Oh, I almost took a sip.
I saw that.
I almost did. I wrapped my lips around the glass like, what the hell am I doing? 300 episodes, you'd think I'd know what the hell was going on in this show.
You've had a couple of show beers, so
it's
know.
Like it's like the I first time every
beers.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. That's the beauty of the show.
Wait, what? What are we doing
I'm
here?
I'm smelling rye. It's a peppery rye, a really kind of funky, funky maltiness.
Funky maltiness.
Said that with some
funky butt loving.
Whoa.
Do you say funky butt loving?
Yeah, funky maltiness.
Who's that from?
Sandlot.
Oh yeah.
Sandlot. Great. That's a great
funky butt loving.
That was one of my top three baseball movies.
It was. That might have been number one.
No, it wasn't number one.
No. Here we go. It was number two. See.
I think you have to go back and listen to Major League Beer's Ball 2.
I like the starting lineup, I gotta say. That was cool.
All right. Aside from this...
Back to Mike's bonus beer.
Yeah. It's a really... It's got such a strange maltiness. It's I don't want to say banana, but there's something like a... There's a sweet, ripe, dank smell to it. It's almost like bananas, but it's not. It's something else. It's like
plantain.
No.
Using three different Belgian yeasts.
Yeah, there's. I mean, there's some funky stuff going on here. And I've had this beer for quite some time. I've been sitting on this one for a while.
That's got to be uncomfortable.
Hmm. It was, and it's a 22, so, you know.
It was freezing his balls.
Yeah, take some work. All right, I got to take a sip.
Good thing it wasn't a 750.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Ooh. It's on the verge of being almost like a puckery tartness. It's really strange. I took a sip, and it's got this... really funky carbonation that's starting to like form again, almost like starting to form its own head again. It's really crazy.
Yeah, that is cool.
Taking a sip and it's like starting to froth up again.
Hmm. You're re-agitating the yeast,
I guess. It's
with your mustache.
That's what it is.
So, was this bottle conditioned?
I don't know. Let's see. Or is the second beer in the Apocalypse series? Blah, blah, blah. Four Horsemen, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. Dry hopped hibiscus, farmhouse tartness, grassy notes. Not getting much on the grassy notes. I mean, maybe a little bit in the beginning, but no, I don't see... Let's see. He uses a bottle. Oh. It does say, please don't get carried away and use this bottle as a improvised weapon. So I will promise not to do that. Mm-hmm. I won't turn this bottle into a weapon. I didn't mention the IBUs. They're only 33, and the ABV was 6.5, which I think I mentioned. This was a limited batch. This was supposed to be a single batch. This was quite some time ago. I wish I could remember when I picked this beer up.
I remember you telling me about it a while back and saying, hey, I have this beer called War. We have to do a war show.
Yeah.
Or some sort of show.
And then we did, and I think we did some kind of violent episode, and I didn't use it. I used something else. And we did the one, was it Beer Hurts or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the piercing pills?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was, yeah, Tony Leone was on the Beer Hurts show.
I was.
Yeah. Yep, that was the show, I think. I was. So however long that ago that was, I was probably going to use that beer.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
BeerCoastersPodcast.com, Beer Hurts.
Check it
out.
Yeah. So, I don't know what to pair with this. This is kind of tricky. I want something. Let's see. I can't believe that it's like starting, like the head is starting to grow back on this beer. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. I don't know. I need some good pairings with some like rye farmhouse. It's got a little bit of the peppery rye, and then gets really kind of funky, borderline on the tart.
How about a chicken salad?
I want something, I want something smooth. Maybe on the creamier side, but not too creamy, because then it'll be kind of weird with the you know, the borderline tartness here, but there's something with the pepperiness that I want something to kind of smooth it all over. Ooh, there you go. A nice, rich chili. Yeah, that'd be good. Good choice. Yeah, chili, or even like a turkey chili might work, I think. I think, yeah, a turkey chili would be really good with this beer, for sure. That's what I'm going with, turkey chili.
Nice, no shame in getting help from the other beer coasters.
No, hey.
Take it while you can, trust me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'd give you I'll give you Untappd. Untappd rates us at 3.79 out of 215 ratings. This was added on 12/12/12. The popular places to drink this beer, they're not available. So they give me similar beers, but no popular places. And also, the Beer Advocate users have not had enough ratings to rate this beer as well. And it's been around long enough. 12/12/12. And let's see, when was the Beer Hurts episode?
Beer Hurts. Oh, I thought Tony Leone had that ready to go.
Oh, I got it. Oh, here geez. We go. I
thought he was looking it up.
My internet is a little sluggish. Beer Hurts.
It's a little dampy.
March of 2014. Yeah, so I've been sitting on this about a year and a half. Oh, no, wait. Yep, that's a journal entry. Yep. Yeah. What's so funny?
Sorry. I'm looking. Mailman must be watching us because Mailman just said, "I'm not a girl" on Untappd.
Yeah. All right. Well, I haven't really been awesome. Sitting on this beer, just in case Mailman was wondering.
I'm not a girl.
Well, that's a shame, Mailman. I was kind of hoping you were a girl.
We were hoping.
All right. Okay. So that about wraps it up for my bonus tasting flight. We had to have war in this picture.
Yes.
For our 300, I still can't get over it, 300 episodes of the Beer Coasters podcast.
100.
I didn't think we were going to get that far, I'll be honest.
It's not that I didn't think we would, it's just I never, I see what you're saying, and we just never thought, like, hey, one day we'll get to episode 300.
Yeah.
It's just never, I don't know, we just never...
I mean, it was a big deal when we got to remember the centennial show, and we did centennial beers with all the centennial hops, and that was a big deal doing that 100th episode.
And then the bicentennial show we did. Yeah, that was another bicentennial men.
Yeah, and we did bicentennial men. That's right. Yep, shout out to Robin Williams.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, 300. And we weren't gonna do the tricentennial, so we figured, you know, 300.
Oh no, we can't do tricentennial. We gotta do 300. We are Beer Coasters. I can't do it. I got kids sleeping next door.
Yeah.
I was hoping Mike would do it.
Yeah, I could, but...
Basement. Hey, come on, you're in the basement. Let's let it out. Let's do it. Come on.
I might be stuck in here if I yell too loud.
That's it. You're never coming
out. Yeah, there you have it. There's a little bonus tasting flight for you. And I don't know. What's up next? Are we doing Last Call?
I think we're doing some Greco-Roman wrestling next.
Oh.
Is that it?
And then we're going to go, we're all going to be sent out individually to hunt and kill. And we'll be back sometime before the winter's thaw, right?
It's the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week. It's the tweet of the week. Tweet. Tweet of the week, yeah.
At Pop Will Eat Me says... This has been the service provider review portion of my tweets for the month. Now back to beer, food, general systematic rage, and Star Wars.
Last call.
Last call.
We'll be back right after this.
Last call.
All right, who's first up? Me? Am I first up? This is weird. So I'm first up.
It's your my show. It's your show this week.
All right, so
whatever you want to do.
The Taps, Bitter Rival, Best Coast India Pale Ale. It was
okay. Sure Best Coast?
That's what it says.
I thought the website said West Coast. So therefore, it would be Best Coast. Okay, carry on.
You see those four letters right there?
Okay.
Do you see this one finger right here? So, anyway, the Bitter Rival from the Tap, it's a very malty IPA. I don't know if it'd be considered a double or not. I didn't actually check to see like what it's actually classified as, but it's close to it. It's got a really big malt backbone for an IPA, and I like it. It's kind of my IPA, but it's very. It's a bit heavy. Like, you get this 122, and it's not like you're going back for another one of these, you know? I've had quite a few before I even started sipping on this, and it's heavy. It's been kind of harder to kind of, to get this one down. But I like it. I just kind of wish I had it earlier on this evening. As opposed to at the, you know, towards the end of the night. I'm going to give it a 3.5. It's pretty solid. But I think it's going to get lost in the mix when it comes to kind of comparing it with some others. So that's my rating for that.
Sweet.
For, yeah, you guys go ahead and I'll come back to the war.
Okay, I'll go next. I have the Back East Brewing Company's Palette Mallet, and I want to include, because I don't think that I included the popular locations that this beer can be enjoyed at. Popular locations are the Back East Brewery, which makes perfect sense. Backstage, which was my food pairing.
That's right.
In Torrington, Connecticut. BurgerFi in Avon, Connecticut.
BurgerFi.
And we'll give one more because there's only four.
BurgerFi!
Jackson Brewing Company in Marlborough, Connecticut. Never heard of them, but apparently that's a popular location.
The Johnny Cash song, right? Jackson.
Jackson?
Oh, Jackson.
I have to say that in a world where there's IPAs all over the place of
in a world
you know there's oh we
where
did this with Mosaic
IPAs remain supreme
this came through
there is a battle East Coast versus East Coast. West Coast yeah.
Two beers one beer leaves I gotta say it's
no
nice to have
leave.
Something like this, you know, this is a it came in a 4-pack, $10. You know, for a beer of this style and
man,
quality,
that's $2.50 a beer.
That's what I'm saying, but it's good. You know,
sell
you
me one beer.
If I just pour it in my hand for $1.
I can pour it in my hand.
Nice.
If you went up to a bar and you had this beer, you're gonna probably drop at least 7 or higher to get this beer. So to get it out of the store, you know, $10 for a 4-pack of this quality of a beer, it comes out, like I said, it's every now and again, every few months, so it is hard to find. And you know, One of my, like I said, I mentioned before, my, one of my favorite beers is the Lawson's Finest Liquids Sip of Sunshine, but that has to be one of the most elusive beers in the area. Very hard to find. And when it does, you know, people are starting to pay attention that this is the kind of beer that they can, what do you call it? Like, bump up the prices. So they're selling, you know, a can of this. Granted, this is a 12-ounce can, and that is a 16-ounce can, but they're selling it for like $5 a can. Like, huh. It's ridiculous. You know, I've gotten that for $12 for a 4-pack, and now certain people that are selling beer are becoming hip to the idea that people are paying attention. And oh, we have Sip of Sunshine, but it's a one can minimum, 16-ounce can for $5. It's ridiculous. So if that's what you're comparing it to, and I can get a 4-pack of a pallet mallet for $10, then I'm in completely.
That's all right. That's what I'd like to hear. They got some contenders, getting some competition.
Right,
hey, you know. And hey, you can't charge through the nose with that stuff when you got this stuff sitting on the shelf.
No,
yeah.
Not doing it.
Not gonna do it.
I'm gonna give this a 4. This is a nice double IPA that I will absolutely continue to get again. Yeah. Very well done. I like this. You ain't seen the last of me, pal. Toby.
Alright. For my Aztec sacrifice.
Stick.
Red IPA. It's funny, as it warmed up, it started turning more into a normal, like, red ale. So,
what is normal?
Well, the toffee, the caramel, the toasted, you know, that kind of stuff. And then the hoppy
side,
too.
I can't believe you dignified that response with an answer.
So it lost some of that, like, chocolatey vanilla stuff that was there in the beginning, and then later on it kind of, you know, I don't know, rounded out to be like a normal red, but with some hoppiness to it, which isn't bad at all. It's just interesting, the change, you know, and maybe it was definitely colder when I started, so it's weird that those flavors would come out in the beginning and then in the end. I guess maybe my palate got used to it, whatever, and then it just kind of, oh, okay, this is what it's supposed to taste like.
Is there anything like a hophead red kind of
beer? Yeah, very similar. Less hoppy than the hophead red, but still hoppy for a red. It's good. I mean, it's pretty solid. I really like it, so I'm going to go with a 4. I think it's... I would check it out again. I kind of wish that they... I don't think Aztec does... 12-ounce offerings. I think they're all 22s right now.
Hmm.
When you go buy them in the store. So this would be something cool to get in a 6-pack or something like that, you know, because it's just a hoppy red. But yeah, it's good. 4 pints. Check them
cool,
out.
Man.
I like Aztec. I mean, so far I've only had a few from them, but every one that I've had has been pretty solid. Especially that Noche de los Muertos.
De los Muertos.
Yeah. It's a good one. If you see that one, check it out. If you like the Chocovesa from Stone, you would like the Noche de los Muertos.
I gotta try to find that one in the tequila barrels.
Yeah.
That does sound really interesting.
Which I see, speaking of Stone, they're bringing back the Vertical Epics.
888.
Yeah, I saw the 80808 today.
Really?
What's it called? It's the something series. It's like the...
Vertical Epic.
No, but it's the... Like...
Oh, the...
Rehash
back.
Series or whatever it's called. Something. Yeah, something like that.
So how do they do that, though? They're bringing back a beer that was supposed to be good. Like, it was supposed to be at this peak of perfection, you know, on that date.
4 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they doing the other Vertical Epics as well? Like, why they pick?
I don't know.
All years.
So far, I've only seen the 8. Probably because it's popular. It was one of the more popular ones that people liked.
That was the first one that I think we remember I mean, that was the first anniversary show or anniversary party, I think, that we went to, right? Was the 8th anniversary?
Yeah, and that was the first one I remember. It was like, it's like a hoppy triple or something. You know, it's not a Belgian IPA, but it was new at the time, very different. And I remember really liking it when it was fresh. And then having it 4 years later, I didn't think that it was as good as I remembered it. But but if they're doing it now and not saying, hey, you should age this for 4 years, I would just have it now. I mean, it's a triple. I just wouldn't think to age a triple, you know? Yeah. Anyway, that's just me.
It is you.
I'm a snob that's like true. That.
I am not a snob.
You got one more beer to read.
You do have another beer.
I do. Yes, I have War from Backwest Brewing Company. And, man, what a funky beer this is. It doesn't have the big funk like some of the, I mean, some of the farmhouse get some, starting to get some funkiness in there. It's a different kind of funk. It borderlines on, you know, it's that borderline starting to go, getting some of that tartness in there, but it's not quite, so it's just kind of a sweet, funky, malty soup, if you will. And it's got that rye pepperiness that kind of makes it less sweet. I don't know, I like this one. It's a bit on the heavy side for the end of the night. Of course, I think I said that for my previous beer as well. But I like it. I'm going to give it a 4. It's I mean, I'm a sucker for rye. I don't know what it is about rye, but man, when I can pick it out and I get that peppery rye in a beer, I don't know. I'm a fan. Every once in a great while, the rye doesn't particularly work in that beer, but for the most part, there's more hits than misses for you know, when you put rye in a beer, for me. So
yeah,
I'm going with a 4. And it's so interesting that now I have like a nice silky kind of smooth head there that's just kind of sitting there, and now it's not dissipating at all, which before when I poured it would dissipate, but then there was a lot of carbonation. But it's got like a really, I mean, it's not dripping off my finger. It's just kind of hanging there.
It's like crema.
It's like, yeah, it is. It's totally like crema, just kind of sitting on the top there. But anyway, yeah, check this one out. If I don't know if you can find this one, because I don't know what series of the apocalypse they're on now. But, this is War from Backlash Brewing Company. And there you have it, folks.
There it is.
Episode 300 in the can.
That's a fast shout outs.
Oh, shout outs, yeah. Oh, hey, let's do that. Am I gonna do shout outs first now, too? Jeez, you guys making me do everything first.
It's your show, dude.
Well, I want to give a big shout out to Tony Leone for coming on and doing the show, we really appreciate having that third coaster on here, because I really do think that it makes a big difference. So.
Appreciate it.
So thanks. Absolutely. Thanks for drinking with us. And anytime. And what else? We want to thank Melman.
Melman! Not a girl. Yeah. Not a girl.
Who was not a girl, let us know that immediately. Also want to give a shout out to Belgian Beer Day. Moby Nagar, which is Moses Beer, I guess. And Tailgate Radio. And who else? This Drinking Life on Twitter. Also, The Beer Box. Beer and Loathing. That's awesome. That's a great Twitter name,
nice.
By the way. That's awesome. That's Sam, or Samuel from Beer and Loathing. That's awesome. Why didn't we pick that? That should have been the podcast name right there.
Oh, come on. 300 episodes, man.
Yeah.
We've built
built this thing. Brand.
And you're telling us that it's wrong.
Also, Coastero.
There's
still
Coaster
people out there that think that we're all about beer coasters, the actual drink coasters. Every once in a while, we'll get a Twitter follower or something will give us a shout out saying they're beer coaster collectors or whatever. So I still get a kick out of that. And also, I want to give a shout out to Avocado Albert. And she called me stupid, so I'm giving her a shout out. And I think that's it. I mean, I can keep going because I'm not sure like how many weeks it's back here. But I just want to thank
our
followers and listeners and whatnot. So thanks.
I'm going to give a shout out to that waiter that talked back to you when you were trying to order your burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have. Yeah. Tell me how to order my burger. I know exactly how I want my burger. The problem is, you're not going to know how to do it.
And all people wearing that have mustaches, shout out to them.
Shout out to the snake.
Much respect. Tony now has much respect for all mustache.
I do.
Men with mustaches. And women, for that matter, I guess. I wonder if Mel Mann has a mustache.
I don't know. He's probably going to answer. We wait another 30 seconds, we'll get an answer, I think.
Well, while we're waiting, I'll give my shout outs. I got some shout outs to one Toby and one Mike of the Beer Coasters podcast, guys. Thanks.
I think I know those guys. I totally know those guys.
Yeah, yeah. You should know they're pretty good. If you have a chance, go to the beercoasterspodcast.com and check them out.
Oh, I heard those guys are awesome.
I mean, they are real.
You drink a lot of beer. I heard they had like almost 300 episodes.
Almost. No, it's... Well, I guess it's almost. I guess it isn't really... This isn't official
until
we say pause America. And then it becomes official.
That's right.
Pause America.
So shout out to you guys. Thanks a lot. Looking forward to the next 300.
Whoa.
Right? How about that?
You got some lofty goals there, little whippersnapper.
Pat LeClaire, thanks, buddy, for the toast on Untapped. And Tom M., thank you, my friend over at the Corner Tavern. Great, great place over in Naugatuck. Runs a very nice bar over there. Excellent things on Draft. It's good dude. Also, shout out to Tony Karlowitz, who is owner. Part owner of the Back East Brewing Company, a friend of mine, so shout out to Tony. And this is a little shout out to the Big E, because we went last week, my friends and I went, and we ate our heads off. It was fantastic. Bacon, mac, and cheese in a cone.
And oh my gosh, they ate their heads off.
We ate deep fried Samoas and deep fried butter. And
wow.
It was
deep fried Samoas.
Was that the county fair?
Yeah, Big E. The place called the Eastern States Explosion. We drank some Otter Creek. We were drinking some Sam Adams Fat Jack. We had something from the German Beer Garden. I forget exactly what it was. It was delicious. So shout out to everybody at the Big E.
Cool, man.
I'm good.
Cool.
Nice. I want to give a shout out to Melman. I haven't heard back from him yet. I'm just checking the Beer Coasters podcast feed here on Untapped to see if he responds. I think he's one of the ones that's watching us do our live recording here on Google Hangouts. But anyway, we give a shout out to Mailman, mustache or not, male or female. Thanks for checking out the show.
Yeah. We know even female with a mustache. We really don't care. Sure. We love you all.
Big shout out to Tony Leone. Thanks for sticking around for so long. And thanks for, I like your energy and your excitement for the show.
Enthusiasm.
And your enthusiasm, yes.
I try to not be too dampy when the show goes live. leaving all my dampiness at the door.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And Beer Coaster Mike, thanks for another. I think I gave you a shout out last show we did together, which was like 2 months ago. And
so that means like I gotta give you a shout out now too. Beer Coaster Toby, giving him a shout out. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Chelsea Markle. It's actually we get like for every 10 or 12 or 20 guys that follow us, we get some women in there too. So I want to make sure I give them a shout out. Yeah. That's all I got.
On Twitter, I want to give a shout out to Big Dogs Brewing Company. Let's see, Follow Craft Beer, Mason Keeley. Let's see.
Follow Craft
Beer. And that's
beer.
It for now.
Isn't that what we do here? The beer coaster? Follow Craft Beer.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to.
I want to give myself a shameless little promotion here and plug. Check out. Well, it's not just me, but it's through Beer Coasters. But I started doing backyard beer tastings when I have time, because I know that getting all three of us together is a feat nowadays with our schedule. Especially my schedule is a pain in the ass now. But when I do find the time, I've been able to put together some solo beer tastings called Backyard Beer Tastings. And you can find them on our website, beercoasterspodcast.com. It's on our videos section. And then also on our YouTube channel, youtube.com, our Beer Coasters, it's like / JX592234 7, whatever it is. But it's
remember that one, folks.
Beer Coasters Podcast on YouTube. Or you can just go to beercoasterspodcast.com and you can see them all there. I'd like to get some feedback just to see if people think it's whatever. If it's a waste of my time.
Drink it in the back. Listen, if you are having a beer in your backyard, it is not a waste of time, my friend. Okay? I don't care who's listening or who's watching. It is not a waste of time. And don't ever think that.
So there you go. Shameless plug.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your beer.
Thanks, Mike. That's it for me.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it. 300.
That wraps it up. Episode 300. Wow. Just a reminder to all our listeners, this is your show. We're just drinking in it. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. Take care, Spartans.
Freedom. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, wrong show.
How do we end the show, Tony?
Oh, no, that one? Oh. Paul's America.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week, right here on Beer Coasters.
You're like a mustache ninja. So,
hello, Captain Bitter.
I just favorited my own tweet.
It's kind of a dampy move there, Toby.
Three 300 episodes, you'd think I'd know what the hell was going on in this show.